Spanish gave me a list that I think is great. It is words that white people have taken from black people that ruins it. Like, you know when you buy a nice shirt?
Yeah.
What?
No, yeah.
When you buy a nice shirt and then you see some gross guy wearing your shirt,
yeah.
You're like, I can't wear that anymore.
Right.
Like, if I go to the fat guy store and I buy a nice shirt and then I see a guy fatter than me wearing that shirt, I can't wear it anymore.
Sure.
So these are words or phrases that came from the black community that white people have ruined.
Can I guess a few?
Sure.
Bling.
Okay, well, I think this is more of an updated list.
Shizzle.
Yeah, no,
like maybe the past 2 years or
so. But there's still people saying bling, and for the love of God, stop it.
Badonkadonk. Once Trace Atkins put badonkadonk in his song, it was over.
Raise the roof.
These are terms that we may or may not be familiar with, but some white people have ruined it.
Fleek.
Fleek is on here.
Yep.
Fleek is a word that means what, Carmen? I'm going to have to come to you for, like, I know because, like, your eyebrows are on fleek. That's right. When they look good, right?
Exactly. You're just on point with it.
And I believe the real origin of that is a French term, en fleek, which some black girl said in a YouTube video, en fleek, and that's where it started. Am I right?
Yeah, it started from a YouTube video.
Yeah. So so when you go with a fleek at this point, you're ruining it for the people who invented the word.
Right. Okay.
I have one.
Yeah.
Turnt up. Is that on there? Or is it just single words?
No, it's phrases as well. That's something Hoppy ruined for everybody.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
Let me look and see if it made the list. Did not. Turn up.
Yeah.
Number 11.
Yeah, that's right.
My bad. Turn up right there. Turn up. In January of 2010, the Atlanta rap group Travis Porter released a song, All the Way Turnt Up, generally considered to be the first instance that the phrase turn up was used. Above is the exact moment that turn up and the function passed away thanks to those, I don't know, it's Miley Cyrus and Macklemore, I guess we're above the ones here. But here's what I thought. When Little John had that turn down song?
Turned down for what?
Mm-hmm. I thought, and really still think when I hear it, that their like neighbors are complaining that their radio is too loud, and he's like, "Turn down for what?" I really think that. Like, I didn't know what turned up or turned down meant at all.
Yes, Mr. Lil Wayne, could you please turn down your radio? Your neighbors. Are
I'm complaining. Glad that I've never said it like in a serious fashion.
Well, you know what it means,
I have
right?
used some of these to get high.
Well, it's to get high and get drunk at the same time. So you're just not caring about
it. Oh, don't just do it. Don't just do one. Do them both.
Yeah, you have to get drunk and high to the highest degree possible.
All right, anybody else want to guess?
As of late.
I know that lit is something that they're saying on the Drew Garabo live show. Seth has used the word lit before, but I don't know.
Lit's been around for a while. Lit's not on here. Lit's, I don't even think lit is a black term. I think it just means when you're lit. You're lit.
Wildin' out.
Wildin' out is not on here, Galvin.
Okay.
I don't believe so. Let me double check. Let me go through the list.
All right.
Number one, Bay.
Bay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Ruined, that's annoying, yeah.
Now, but I didn't know Bay started in the black community. I thought Bay was like a teenage thing.
I thought it was an internet thing before anyone else. That's what it's
right,
for.
Like a Twitter kind of thing. You know, you're running like an abbreviation.
It might have been, but they claimed it, apparently.
Who's they?
Whoa,
oh,
easy.
Wow, okay.
Easy.
Yeah, Jesus,
that's what the article's about,
pump
guys.
Pump the brakes, Whitey.
Yeah, you guys are sensitive today.
All right.
And I'm Puerto Rican, so thank
pump
you.
Pump the brakes, Whitey. Bay is an abbreviation of the word babe and basically means a significant other. While its exact origins are unclear, it became popular on black Twitter and Instagram as early as 2013 in the form of the hashtag Bay Caught Me Sleepin' and Cooking for Bay, among others.
By the way, I love that it's an abbreviation. You drop one letter. Oh, that made it so much easier.
It eventually made its way firmly into the mainstream after Pharrell released a song, Come Get It, Bay, and Time Magazine wrote an article about it, and several Urban Dictionary entries have erroneously defined it as an acronym for Before Anyone Else. Its popularity petered out quickly because white people eventually found it and started to use it.
Destroy it.
Before it was destroyed. Number two still eludes me. I've never said this. I don't know what it means. I think it's been explained to me before, and I still don't know. What is a trap queen?
Oh, she gets pregnant on purpose to...
Oh, trap you?
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Carmen, is that right?
No, because in those music, the Fetty Wops, Trap Queen or whatever, basically it's just like his ride or die, like the girl who's like at home.
Why trap? What does that mean?
Well, because trap house, you know, like drug dealers and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was like your drug dealer pimp lady.
Yeah, I have the Urban Dictionary term, and it means that it is a bomb-ass female, the baddest female. She is loyal to her friends, lives for her family, and gives no Fs to bitter, petty bitches.
That's Carmen.
She also enjoys listening to trap music.
So. Carmen, you're my trap queen.
Okay.
Trap Queen and Kings have been used for years, but became popular once Fetty Wap's super catchy song Trap Queen started playing on mainstream radio. Now there are white girls out in the streets calling themselves Trap Queens. White crooners like Ed Sheeran did an acoustic cover of the song that Mr. Wap himself performed on stage with Taylor Swift.
Guitarist of a new generation.
Blake Griffin had to break down what a Trap Queen was. In an interview that he did. And then the above video, which is from here, says blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Trap Queen is what I got out of that now, a drug-dealing whore.
I think they should make
who
these
is loyal to you.
More literal. Like, she actually traps you and gets pregnant on purpose.
That seems what it'd be right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Stupid white people.
This next one we learned from Billy Madison. You want to guess?
Nudie Magazine Day.
Bitches.
Ratchet.
Oh, okay, Ratchet.
That Billy Madison.
Bitches. Ratchet is one of the.
I thought you meant Adam Sandler. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ratchet is one of those words like ghetto that white people tend to use on describing anything and everything, especially things that aren't even ratchet or ghetto. And then they put, oh my God, my broken iPhone screen is totally ratchet. It's a classist term for sure, but some white people seem to use it as shorthand for black. Oh, I don't. Ooh. Not me.
Yeah.
But no, just ghetto, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, nope. So what does it mean, Carmen?
Ratchet, I'm pretty sure we went over this before. Basically, it's just like a girl who has no class.
Like what girl? Like, is there a girl we know?
I don't know.
Is there one that used to work here, maybe?
I don't remember, but...
I have the Urban Dictionary definition if you'd like to hear it.
Okay. This is what Carmen called Heidi. Go ahead.
No, it's not true.
You did. I have it on tape.
I never said that. You did.
A ratchet is a diva mostly from urban cities and ghettos that has reason to believe she is every man's eye candy. Unfortunately, she is wrong.
Like Heidi was right, though.
It's actually Cajun for something that's up too high. Like, that there up too high, I can't ratchet.
Number four is squad or hashtag squad goals.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that
you
means.
Squad
seen that?
Or squad goals.
On Instagram, it's all over Instagram.
Is that what you and your friends are trying to do?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. There you go.
I figured it out. You're trying to reach that status of like friendship level where you guys are just always like on point, taking pictures and, you know.
Like pizza, my squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an inspirational term for what you'd like your group of friends to be or accomplish. Used best when placed at the end of a directional statement.
So you could, like, after a Pitbull toddler show, you could put hashtag squad goals, hashtag Tums, hashtag milk.
Right.
Yeah.
Number five was Fleek.
Yeah.
Number six, I can't say on the air.
Oh. Can you rhyme it?
Is it one word? Is it one word or two words?
It's a compound word of two separate words.
First word would be truck. Okay. And the second word is boy.
Okay.
First word rhymes with truck.
Okay.
I can give you what the definition. Oh, no, I can't.
I would imagine that is.
Definition for
that. I would imagine that's similar to a booty call.
Is it?
That's what we use it for.
For a girl, yeah, like a girl.
This so GT Kinney, GT Kinney would be your guy?
My FB.
Yeah.
This says a person who is a weak-ass pussy that ain't about that S-A.
Some people are falsely labeling the word, which basically calls out dudes who ain't S. Others describe the truck, a truck boy as a little more than a variation of the word bro. I don't like that. What up? No.
Yeah, no, it's uncomfortable.
Number seven is twerk, nay nay, and all black dances ever. Oh, I think we know about that. Where did that come from? Whip and nay nay.
I don't
know. It's a song, right?
No, I know, but there had to be some sort of knowledge of the whip and the nay nay before the song.
Not necessarily.
Oh yeah.
No.
Why? The one guy had the Superman, like the
Superman
just
that
so
up.
Who taught everybody the whip and the nay nay?
The internet.
Salento.
Salento made the song.
Yeah, it says
Salento. Yeah, I know that.
He has the song Watch Me Whip, Nay Nay. That was released in 2015. But I never heard the term before last year anyway, so I don't know.
Right, because that's when it was created for that song and that dance, and
you
then people just let it in.
That's a guy or a girl.
Salento.
Salento.
It's an S boy. Salento. Go on and do it for me. Now watch me whip. Kill it. Now watch me, Nay Nay.
Carmen, will you whip a Nay Nay?
Whip. Watch me, Nay Nay.
Why me do it? I've already done that for you guys.
I know what Nay Nay, where the Nay Nay originated.
Yeah.
Where?
2013.
Nay Nay Leaks.
The Atlanta hip hop group We Are Tunes is credited with inventing the dance for their hit song Drop That Nay Nay. The dance was based on the character from the 1990 sitcom Martin.
Martin, that's what I was going to say.
Shenanay.
Yeah.
Where Martin Lawrence would play Shenanay Jenkins and an exaggerated, sassy ghetto girl.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Carmen's got another thing.
But
what about the stanky leg?
The whip and Nay Nay first came in as a combination. Salento was the first person to combine the two.
Good. Right now, I don't want to see a Nay Nay without a whip first.
Yeah, because you got to figure, like, people are like, oh, this peanut butter is delicious. I like it on the bread. It's a little bit too dry, though. Put some jelly on it. There you go. Jelly would be your Nay Nay. Yeah.
Carmen, what is a Yaz queen?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
Why?
Isn't it pronounced Yas? Like with the S's? Yas queen.
Yes. Yeah. What is it?
How do you spell it?
Yasssssssss.
That's a girl that gets into it whenever you're doing it.
Sassy?
And says, yes.
I don't know.
It doesn't come up in Urban Dictionary. Donkey Punch does, but we already know what that means. That was an alternative.
Nicki Minaj even did a song called Yas Bitch with Soulja Boy. Doesn't really say what it means.
No. I'm looking.
Acknowledging that its roots are actually in the lesbian, gay, and transsexual community and drag communities, especially in Atlanta. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe it's just like a very expressive way to say yes. You're just like, yes.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying that it started to evolve in an Instagram video of Lady Gaga meeting a fan, and the fan said, yes, and that's where it kind of originated.
No,
I don't know if that's true.
No. Number 9, By Felicia.
Yes.
I know that. I know where that originated.
You do?
Friday.
You did?
Yes. Yeah. Ice Cube said it to one of the chicken heads, I believe they call them, that was coming around.
According to Urban Dictionary, it's when someone says that they're leaving and you could give two S's less to see them go.
All right.
Their name then becomes Felicia, a random bitch that nobody has had to say.
Which was fantastic because it originated in Friday with Ice Cube, who wrote Friday and did that. And then they actually had it in Straight Outta Compton. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
Girl playing, he goes, bye, Felicia, and shuts the door.
Too many white people use that.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's many, like adult
too many white
women white use
moms,
it.
Yeah.
My mom has texted me, bye, Felicia, and I go, what?
Yeah, why are you doing this to me, mom?
Basic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're a basic bitch.
Yep.
Yeah, we know that right. one. Turn up, we already went over.
Yeah, hoppy.
And
right
the finally, the final word that white people have ruined from black language, I've never heard of this one. No shade?
Shade. Yeah, if you throw shade on somebody, it's like you're putting them down.
Really?
Yeah, I learned this from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Nice.
Yeah. So, like, if I was like, the Spanish looks so dumb in that suit and all this stuff, I'm throwing shade at
throwing
them.
Throwing shade?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. It's acting in a casual or disrespectful manner towards someone and dissing a friend.
Yeah. See, yeah. There you go.
Black gay slang shown through in Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh.
Look at the hip-hop king of Tampa over there.
That's right. That's what it do.
Very good. Yeah. There you go. More things that the white people have stolen from black people and ruined. Unlike rock and roll. We took it and we did a good deal with it. But
we killed it.
Now, well, yeah.
Now it's kind of dead.
But whipping nae-nae's around, so, you know.
You guys are my trap kings all day.
Stop.
I'm going to get you pregnant.
Day, yeah.
Quiet down, F-boy.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.